News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade has assured that steps are being taken to address the issue of free movement of Jamaicans within the Caribbean community, CARICOM. In a release Tuesday, the ministry said it understands the frustration nationally, particularly in relation to repeated denials of entry to Trinidad and Tobago and the reception and treatment of Jamaicans trying to enter that country. Speaking with GIS News, Portfolio Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith said the ministry remains deeply concerned about the recurrence of these issues.
We recognize that Jamaica has sought to address these issues before, so we are therefore keenly aware of and understand the frustrations of Jamaicans on these matters, including those of the private sector, which has made strong pronouncements. We are working to try to achieve a solution, and we will update the public as soon as we've made some progress.
Senator Johnson-Smith says steps are being taken to find a solution at the political level, pointing out that she has had dialogue with Trinidad's Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, Senator Dennis Moses, on two occasions this week. The Ministry of Education is to increase teacher training in technical areas under the Career Advancement Program, CAP. This as it continues to promote technical and vocational skills as viable career options. Director of the Career Advancement Program, Kenesha Campbell, says the initiative is providing training in 42 technical and vocational skill areas to students across 14 sectors.
Teachers that deliver the program, that facilitate the students under the Career Advancement Program, have been engaged in intense capacity building that looks at their technical competencies in the CBET methodology, as well as their competencies in quality assurance and their competencies in delivering technical vocational skills. And the training will continue.
Technical training for CAP teachers will begin in July. United Kingdom Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for International Development Baroness Sandeep Verma is lauding the Citizen Security and Justice Programme, CSJP, for its positive impact on at-risk youth and community initiatives. Baroness Verma and representatives from the Department for International Development toured select CSJP activity sites at the Jamaica Defence Force Up Park Camp and the Waterhouse Community Centre Monday.
What we need to do is to be able to see how the programme actually delivers on the ground and how then the government of Jamaica and others are able to make sure that the systems are strengthened. When you see something performing so well on the ground, we as UK, a great friend and supporter of Jamaica, will always be there to make sure that, you know, we are there to help and support programmes such as this because we think they are phenomenal.
The UK government, through the Department for International Development, provides funding support to CSJP3 to carry out crime prevention initiatives in 50 inner-city communities across 8 parishes. And the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, says the biennial trade show Expo Jamaica continues to increase exports and generate well-needed foreign exchange earnings for the country. Manager for Market Development, Agriculture and Non-Food Manufacturing at JAMPRO, Berletta Hennon-Forrester, says the buyer program is being extended to any entity that procures goods and services.
Expo Jamaica on a whole is very important to the Jamaican economy because you're talking about increasing exports. There's also the linkages element because, for example, our hotels form quite a significant portion of our local buyers.
The 43rd staging of the Expo Jamaica Trade Show will be held at the National Arena and National Indoor Sports Center from April 14 to 17. The event is under the theme, the Business Hub of the Caribbean. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5 to 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.